Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another segment of As the World Turns. Today, we're going to be talking about a few things that I didn't want to talk about on the podcast. And it's just a good, beautiful Sunday morning. Pokemon fans and Pokemon people alike. Let me tell you something about you fools. I don't understand why y'all are so bent out of shape that another company made a competitor game that is actually doing pretty good numbers. I think they're probably past 8 million. Power World has not been out very long, and y'all are so butthurt. I'm a Pokemon fan. I love Game Freak. But let's be real. The last couple of installments have been very lazy. I actually had more fun with Sword and Shield, and that was lazy, than I did with the last one. The only recent good game they had that I would consider good, like, let's be real, Scarlet and Violet, they were okay. They were, you know, it is what it is. The reason why I say that, because it took me, I had to force myself to finish the game. I had fun, don't get me wrong, I had some fun, but I had to force myself to finish in the DLC too. Excuse me. Sword and Shield I had more fun with, but it was buggy too. There's no excuse for that. My favorite Pokemon games have been the Colosseum series along with Gale of Darkness. Dope. Which is ironic that Game Freak really didn't put their hands on that. They had another company do that. The same as for Let's Go. I actually didn't think Let's Go was going to be a good game. You can tell they put some time and effort in that. Huh. Strange, because guess what? Again, Game Freak had somebody else help with that. Weird. I'm just saying. And on Legend of Arceus, they said that was actually pretty fun. The problem was, y'all could do better with these graphics. Come on, man. Come on. So now people mad at Power World because they did something different. And then people lying on Twitter, making up fake screenshots and shit, saying that these Pokemon are quote-unquote copies, although Pokemon has copies. Not saying they're like still, I'm saying their ideas come from other places, so let's not act like Pokemon is just completely original idea. I'm actually glad there's some competition. I am very happy there is competition. Pokemon Company, Game Freak needs competition, so they'll stop being freaking lazy. They're being lazy, and the big crazy fans are defending their laziness.
Man, Power World ain't that good. Power World stealing assets and all that. Pokemon Company need to sue.
Sue what? The best they can do is, I seen one character. The best I can do is they'll make them change that character. They don't have nothing enough to take the game down. The only thing they can do, that's even pushing that. I think what's that pal called? Anubis or whatever. The one that, I guess you could say looks similar to, what's his name? Lucario? Which, Lucario, Anubis? Come on now. But that's as best you can get. And then they're backed with Microsoft, so it ain't like, yeah, they're a smaller company, but they're also backed by a big company. So, I mean, Nintendo really want to do that? The only thing they did recently was put that statement out, and they took down the mod that modder did with Pokemon. That's pretty much it. But, hey, what do I know? I'm not a lawyer. I'm telling you right now, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just saying. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know law like that. I could be wrong. But I just want to say this before I go. You fans complain that the Pokemon Company does not put enough effort in the last years. The last couple years. Not even a couple years. The last 5, probably more years. They ain't put no effort. I told you the good games that they came out with was somebody else tagging along. They're lazy. And you know why they're lazy? And they ain't the only company that do it. Same as with Call of Duty. They lazy because they know y'all gonna buy it. There were periods of times that I ain't buy Pokemon games. There are periods of times when I ain't buy Call of Duty games because they were the same damn shit. So, you take that for what you want. You can get mad at me too. They act like this is the only game. Have we forgot about Digimon? Digital Monsters? I actually played one of the recent games. I think they're more fun. Monster Rancher. Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter. More like Dragon Quest. My bad. I'll say Dragon Quest. Which Dragon Quest came out before, you know, whatever. Anyways. Just saying. I'm just putting that out there. But hey. Y'all have a blessed day. On this beautiful Sunday morning. All right, y'all let these companies do what they want. You get mad, then when somebody trying to push them back, y'all want to get mad. Don't make no sense to me. Fans are weird. Fans are weird. All types of fans are weird. Just like with this Megan Thee Stallion thing, which I'll probably talk about it on the podcast. But it is what it is. Y'all be blessed, never stressed. Subscribe, show love as the world turns. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir.